Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this prophetic decree, prophetic declaration on this wonderful day, the fourth day of the month of January, year 2021. We bless God for the month of January, and we thank God for the beginning of this month of February. Today is the fourth day of this month of February, year 2021. We pray that this month shall be a month of favor. This month shall be a month of lifting. This month shall be a month of deliverance. This month shall be a month of divine intervention. This month, God shall arise suddenly and attend to our case this month. This month, the finger of heaven shall promote our destiny. I decree into the life of someone hearing me now, and you can say a very loud amen, that this month, your garment of celebration shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into the life of another person who can say loud amen, that this month is your month of congratulatory messages. Long month where messages of congratulation shall be released unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to another one who is hearing me from far and near, who can shout a loud amen, that this month your enemy shall bow. All those who are stubbornly pursuing your destiny in the dream, they shall be arrested this month. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak unto someone who can hear me and who can say a loud amen, that this month promotion letters shall be released. Your benefit shall be released. Your portion shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the enemy have stolen from your hand, by the power of the Holy Ghost and by the spirit of a prophet, I speak now that all shall be released into your hand forcefully this month in the name of Jesus Christ. Because this month is a month of double grace. This month is month of double power. This month is month of double blessing. Therefore, all that has been taken away from you shall be recover in double fold in the name of Jesus Christ. This month, I speak to someone who can say loud amen, that this month you will march upon your enemy. You will step upon their head. This month, your Goliath shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak unto someone who can hear me and who can say loud amen, that this month your error shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Power boasting against your glory. Power boasting that they will make you a wretched person. All this power, their boasting power, shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. I am talking to someone and I'm speaking prophetically into the life of someone who can say loud amen. The testimony that you need to, that must come to your life for people to accept Christ, the testimony that must come into your life that will make people to celebrate with you, the testimony of come and see what God has done for me, that testimony is coming into your life this month of February in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you adoration. Lord, we praise your name in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate this God. Begin to worship this God. Begin to magnify this God. Our God is so awesome. Our God is so excellent. There is no one like this God. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless Daniel, brother, Lord, oh my soul. Ah, oh my soul. Bless his holy name. Sing like never before. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. And worship his holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Bless his holy name. I sing like never before. Oh, my soul. And worship his holy name. This morning, you are going to pray some prayers. And these following seven prayers we are going to pray is going to put your enemy into the reverse gear. It's going to cross the head of your stubborn Goliath. This prayer you are going to pray is going to forcefully force your enemy to release what they have stolen from your hand. This prayer you are going to pray at this midnight hour, the power of Holy Ghost shall come upon you in a new dimension. And yet, you begin to see great things happening. This prayer you are going to pray is going to dismantle that power that is appearing to you in the dream, making things difficult for you. This prayer you are going to pray is going to cross the power that is using your face to do some evil. This prayer you are going to pray is going to kill the Goliath of your father's house, who is boasting that no one can see, no one can raise, no one can see good thing, or no one can have his head raised up. As you pray, this Goliath shall be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready as you pray this prayer. Open your mouth and shout it loud and clear. Say, Goliath in my family line, troubling my star. In the name of Jesus, Goliath in my family line, troubling my star. In the name of Jesus, Goliath in my family line, troubling my star. In the name of Jesus, Goliath in my family line, troubling my star. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this next one very well. Say, every ancient covenant formed by my ancestors that is placing embargo upon my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every ancient covenant formed by my ancestor that is placing embargo upon my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every ancient covenant formed by my ancestor that is placing embargo upon my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every ancient covenant formed by my ancestor that is placing embargo upon my destiny, break now. Break now in Jesus' name we pray. Any power issuing curses against my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Any power issuing curses against my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Any power issuing curses against my destiny, in Jesus' name. There's a man hearing me now. You have been stagnated for a long time. Everything you lay your hand upon never prosper. Right from today, I command you right now, receive power to move to the next level. The yoke that has been fashioned against you has been broken to pieces now. Right from now, the power of Holy Ghost will come upon you and you shall begin to experience progress in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to hear that testimony from that man. We're going to pray this prayer very well. Say, satanic embargo place upon my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Satanic embargo place upon my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Satanic embargo place upon my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Satanic embargo place upon my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every internal yoke in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every internal yoke in my life, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Aha! Say, the power of witchcraft manipulating my destiny, in the name of Jesus. The power of witchcraft manipulating my destiny, in the name of Jesus. The power of witchcraft manipulating my destiny, in the name of Jesus. The power of witchcraft manipulating my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, foundational affliction in my life, in the name of Jesus. Foundational affliction in my life, in the name of Jesus. Foundational affliction in my life, in the name of Jesus. Foundational affliction in my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Wherever there's no way, there shall be way this month. In the name of Jesus Christ, rivers shall flow from desert. You shall hear the noise of a greater testimony in your household this month. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is somebody here now, they put charm on the table and you sat on it. And right from that time, you have been affected. The consequence of that evil charm shall go back to the sender, shall go back to the sender, shall go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is a curse upon someone's daughter, and that curse has stagnated that girl from getting married. But I speak to that curse now. Hear the word of the Lord. You have done so much on the life of that girl. That girl is innocent. The curse was placed upon the mother, and that curse was affecting the child. That curse also was affecting the life of the child. But today, I stand against the life of that power of the curse. I stand against the consequence of that curse. I stand against the root of that curse. I stand against the power of that curse. I command the curse. Hear the word of the Lord. Be broken by fire. Be broken by fire. Be lifted up from the head of that girl. Be lifted up from the head of that lady. And let that lady get married this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Beloved, to this morning, we are going deeper into some realm of the spirit. We need to understand deeper thing as we move on. We need to understand deep thing that can help us to get into the realm of power, into the realm of grace, into the realm of supernatural explosion. We need to get that one. As the days are going to an end and as the year is winding also, we need to understand that things are really unfolding in different way. Many of us will know that the coming of the Lord is very close. Many of us will know that Jesus Christ will come very soon. That always ring in your life. That is why no matter what has been done against you that can make you to miss the rapture, that thing should be dealt with. That thing should be destroyed. There are many things that people are doing. They find themselves doing it and they begin to cry. Why am I doing this? Why am I getting myself into this? Because they never understood and they never get it clear what is going on in their life. Today, I will be talking about the danger of evil incision. The danger of evil incision. Listen to me. Life is spiritual. And you yourself, you are a spiritual being. And that is what the Bible says. We are spirit being. You know, spirit being. We need to know that we are spiritual. We need to know that we are spirit being. That is why the Bible, we always tell you that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. The Bible always make it clear that our warfare, they are not warfare against flesh and blood. Why? Because we ourselves, we are spirit being. So our contention, our battles, they are not of the flesh, they are not of the blood, they are spiritual thing. So our life is spiritual. Our battle also is a spiritual battle. You yourself, you are a spiritual man, and we live in a spiritual world. We need to understand that the realm of the spirit is the one that controls the realm of the physical. And we need to understand that there are many, many things that have been done into our lives that has made us to walk like slaves in the realm of the spirit. And this has affected many, many of us. In fact, there are many things that we need to deal with. If those things are not dealt with very well, it may be very difficult for somebody to serve God very well. Hence, made it very difficult for somebody now to be raptured when Jesus comes. That is why what needs to be dealt with, to be dealt with. Jesus Christ has died on the cross of Calvary so that we can get liberty, we can get power, we can operate in dominion to deal with any wicked thing or evil thing that have been done against our life. When they say incision, what do they mean? Incision is a cut or a cutting or a small mark or sometimes a tattoo on the body. And when an incision is made, a powdery substance or fluid such as blood is usually rubbed in it, sometimes some powdery substance. Some incision live for a lifetime. Some incision leave that scar very indelible upon the body. What the Bible says about that? The Bible says something in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh. Ye shall not make any cutting in your flesh for the dead. Ye shall not make any cutting in your flesh for the dead, nor print any mark upon you. I am the Lord. That is what the Bible says. The Bible says, you shall not place a cutting upon your life for the dead. You shall not place a cutting upon your life for the dead. Ye shall not make any cutting in your flesh for the dead. So that's what the Bible is saying. So you can see that the Bible is against that. Look at Leviticus chapter 21, verse 5. They shall not make baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. There are a lot of things that culture had really put us into. In fact, there are some culture that have put us into terrible bondage. And this bondage is what many of us are really passing through now. You know, incision has been done into the life of many of us, especially the African. But we just look at it, we thought it's ordinary. No, we need to get it very
We need to get it addressed today. We need to know that something is really there in our life. There are many people that complain so much that they pray, they still find themselves being attacked in the dream. In fact, some will say that despite their prayer, they are still being fed in the dream. If an incision has been placed upon your body, it's an entrance for evil spirit to come in. It's like a door for evil spirit to pass through. So therefore, sometimes when you pray some prayers, when the enemy come back and see that incision there on your body, which you never know that this is a gateway, they have access into it back. So there are many things that believers, all of us, struggle at or struggle with, and those things are things we need to deal with aggressively. We need to deal with it aggressively. Listen to me very, very well. There are some parts of the country that incision is put upon the head of a child, or upon the neck of a child, or upon the back neck, upon the back of the neck, the back of the neck of a child. Some are put upon the buttock, some are put on the thigh, some are put on the breast, some are put on the stomach, some are put all over the body, some are put on the wrist. These incisions, sometimes they are used to protect the children against evil. But you see, you understand that every incision make upon the life of someone, there is going to be a flow out of blood. So incision is indirectly a form of covenant. It's a form of covenant. And unfortunately, that you form a covenant with someone you don't know, or with spirit you don't know. When an incision is made, when they cut the body, no matter how little the blood goes out or the blood flow out, when the blood flows out, that blood that flows out and is a significant of a covenant. A blood covenant is formed immediately. And you know, blood covenant is a very dangerous thing. A blood covenant is formed. And the whole mysterious thing is that blood covenant is formed with someone or with spirit that you yourself do not know. And you never could say what that covenant is all about. The details about the covenant is not known. And this has been a lot, this has brought a lot of problems, difficulties into the life of people. All this stagnancy sometimes are caused because of this evil mark, evil covenant that many people has formed. All this going around the circle, all this seeing yourself constantly be fed in the dim despite your prayers, is because right inside your body, there's a gateway for evil spirit to move, and they can have access into your body. Sometimes when you notice that you pray, and you are still being fed in the dream, it is telling you that the power that is feeding you in the dream is not outside, it's inside your body. Unfortunately, you are looking at the power outside, but it's inside your body, living inside the stronghold built by that incision that was done by your father or your mother upon your body. That is why today we need to deal with it very well. Incision is a form of initiation. When an incision is made, that folly is being initiated. In the secret court, many of them are always making this evil incision upon their body to initiate themselves in the secret court. Is a form of initiation. Number three, incision is a form of identification mark. When an incision is made upon someone now, wherever you go, that incision is a mark in the spirit realm. Many of us carry that incision upon our forehead. If you check your body very well now, as you are listening to me, you will find that incision. Some is upon our face. Some is upon the middle of our chest. This simple thing that you thought is just there, no, they are identification mark to a particular spirit. Some is to witchcraft, some into marine. And that is why sometimes when you see yourself walking around, some people will just move closer to you and say, daughter of God, this is what the Lord is saying. And you look at them. The person that is talking is just like Rastafarian, but there is something in your life that you have seen. Many people will say the mad person is pursuing them in the dream, and sometimes physically. The mad person is coming because there is a mark in your body. This is always very, very deep. You see some children, they enter into university, and before you know, in their first year, they will be attracted to court meeting because there's a mark in their body. And this mark in their body attracts the evil to them. Attract them also to evil, because in the realm of the spirit, this mark is not ordinary. Many of the things that the ordinary eyes cannot see, the spiritual eyes can see through. Incision is used to manipulate people. They use incision to manipulate or cage people. And that is why you must get ready to break the power of evil incision. You need to break the power of evil incision. This incision can be a sign of evil marriage. Evil marriage is a marriage between you and a spirit being. Evil marriage is a marriage between you and a personality you do not know. Evil marriage is a marriage between you and evil marriage between you and your father or your mother spiritually. And they use this incision to seal the marriage. The blood coming out when decision is made is used as a blood covenant between you and the person you are married with or you are joint with. That is why there are a lot of ladies now, they find it difficult to settle their marriage because they have been yoked, they have been married, they have been covenanted with a spirit being through a decision that was made upon their body. But today, you can be free. The yoke that the decision has placed upon your life can be broken. Listen to me. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary is not an ordinary thing. Jesus is always there to help us. The blood of Jesus is always available to help us. He died and he shed his blood so that every power of evil incision upon our body can be broken. The shedding of the blood of Jesus can make the covenant to be broken. Evil incision upon the body of people, they are means of destiny exchange. Witchcraft power has access to exchange the destiny of that fellow. Incision upon the life of people, they are done sometimes as a local insurance to secure that child against witchcraft, against some powers of darkness. But listen to me. All evil incision is not a good thing. You need to check some area of your body where these incisions are placed. Because right in your body, there are things that have given the enemy access into your body. The incision placed upon your body open your life to the spirit realm unconsciously. The incision made upon your body open your life to constant attack. The incision made upon your body allow demons to have access into your life at their will. The incision made upon your body identifies you in the realm of the spirit that you are a candidate to be used for evil. The incision made upon your body make the demons to be there to be guiding you because they protect you because of this incision. The incision made upon your body or in your body, in the realm of the spirit, it identifies that you belong to them. Though you are a believer, but you belong to another group of darkness. Though you are bearing a believer's name, a Christian name, but you are still in witchcraft coven because of the mark. Though you are serving God, but you are agent of marine power. Because the mark upon your body is a mark done to your body by an agent of darkness to identify you that you are one of them. They may not touch you. They may not do anything now. They will allow you, but you will always work for them when they need you. They can carry your face to do wicked things anywhere. And by the time they want to have access to live inside of you, if you say no, they fight you seriously. There are areas of your body you need to check. You need to check your forehead. You need to check your center head. You need to check your face. You need to check your cheeks. You need to check your ears. You need to check your nose. You need to check your eyelid. You need to check under your tongue. You need to check your shoulder. You need to check your neck. You need to check your finger. You need to check your palm. You need to check your wrist. You need to check your elbow. You need to check your breast. You need to check the center of your chest. You need to check underneath your breast. You need to check your stomach. You need to check your navel. You need to check your waist. You need to check your lower back. You need to check your buttock. You need to check part of your private part. You need to check your thigh. You need to check your knee. You need to check your ankle. You need to check your toes or soles of your toes. These areas I have mentioned now, they are the area that incision has been placed upon the life of people. This area, they are the area that decision are inscribed upon the body of people. And immediately they inscribe it in all these portions that I've mentioned. If you check it very well now, under good light, you will see it. Then it shows that your body has been open to evil spirit to have access into that body at their own will. But today, the yokes have been broken in Jesus' name. I will continue from here tomorrow. Right now, wherever you are now, begin to talk to the Lord that God will have mercy. If there are some sin in your life, quickly settle it right now. Father, we thank you. Confess your sin and the Lord will have mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. It is time for you to pray. Get a bottle of oil. Now, when you locate any area of your body that I've mentioned now, you are going to rub that oil on that portion aggressively and pray. So this kind of prayer, you may need to take your time. This broadcast is done in the middle night, and you may need to take time out even in the day to check the part of your body very well and replay this prayer point, replay this broadcast while you are rubbing it on that portion. Let's say, for instance, now the incision is made on the forehead. And when I pray on this oil, you will see how we do it. Father, I pray that this oil shall carry your power. This oil shall break the yoke of evil incision. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall enter into this oil. The power of deliverance shall enter into this oil. The fire of God shall enter into this oil. In the name of Jesus Christ, both the oil or the bottle of water you are holding shall carry fresh anointing. And the blood of Jesus shall flow into it. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, locate your forehead now. For instance, if incision is made there, now put the oil there and rub it aggressively on your forehead and pray this prayer very well. Say, consequence of evil incision upon my forehead, break in the name of Jesus. Consequence of evil incision upon my forehead, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every blood covenant through evil incision upon my forehead, break. In the name of Jesus, every blood covenant through evil incision upon my forehead, break. In the name of Jesus, every blood covenant through evil incision upon my forehead, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. Put it on your center head now. Let's say, for instance, the incision is there. You are going to pray this prayer very well. Say, evil incision and the consequence of it on my forehead, on my head, in the name of Jesus, evil incision and the consequence of it on my head, in the name of Jesus, evil incision and the consequence of it on my head, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil yoke through evil incision on my head, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil yoke through evil incision on my head, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray now. Touch your chest now. Your chest area. Many of the time, the incision is always at the center of the chest. And rub it aggressively now. And pray this prayer with your hand there. Every evil soul tie between me and evil power through this incision, break, break, break. Every evil soul tie between me and evil power through evil incision, break, break. In Jesus' name, say, every blood covenant working against my destiny, break
In the name of Jesus, every blood covenant working against my destiny, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Go to your navel now. Aha. Say, put your blood, put the oil there. Say, every blood covenant, tie me down to one spot. Break in the name of Jesus. Every blood covenant, tie me down to one spot. Break, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Now touch your hand with the oil. I pray that your hand shall be broke, shall be removed from that covenant. The yoke of darkness upon your body, upon your hand shall be broken. The covenant of darkness tying down your hand shall be broken. Your hand shall be released. Anoint your leg. I command evil incision on your leg. Right now, I command that incision to die. I command the consequence of that incision to be broken. And I command a release upon your life in the name of Jesus. I pray that God shall set you free. The 12 prayer requests you are holding, that 12 prayer requests shall receive answer by fire. Number one prayer request to the last one shall receive quick answer in the name of Jesus Christ. The victory will be your portion. You shall be liberated. God Almighty shall visit you. God shall promote your destiny. God shall take you to the next level and you shall rejoice. I declare your freedom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. There shall be multiple blessings upon your life in Jesus' name. You can get across to us on 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.